The Pachamama Band, also known to a few as the Schwerer Family Singers, are all members of one Swiss family that has been living at sea for the past 16 years. They've been sailing around the world in a boat called Pachamama, educating people about climate change and re-strengthening humanity's relationship with nature.
It's about respect to nature, about giving back also to others, you know, and just to care about this planet like it's your own mother.
As part of an organization the Schwerer family started called Top to Top, their goal was to reach the tops of the 7 tallest mountains on each of the 7 continents without using motor transportation of any kind. Top to Top also took on volunteers when possible to help crew the boat, collect data on climate change, and assist with the kids' education. Currently, there are 3 volunteers living on board with the Schwerers. Dario Schwerer, the father of 5, says the plan was to take 4 years to complete this record feat. But the plan has changed slightly since he and his wife first started in the year 2000.
So our goal now is to go to the Northwest Passage to Greenland and do more or less a figure eight. So a first sailboat doing a figure eight around the 2 Americas. And on that figure eight, we will also sail then south to Antarctica and hopefully can do the mountain we tried in 2004 then.
In 2004, Dario and his family attempted to reach Mount Vinson, the tallest mountain in Antarctica, but their self-built vessel was so damaged by the icy waters that they couldn't continue. The Schwerers have faced a variety of challenges during their 16-year-long sea voyage, including a lack of funding. One of the sponsors for Top to Top for 8 years was SGS, an international inspection and certification company. But when a new CEO took over SGS, Dario says their educational project's resources suffered.
Unfortunately, we lost SGS, and that's kind of hard because we have had this too, so we are now running on half of our budget.
Currently, the rest of Top to Top's budget comes from individuals' donations and from their other sponsor, Victorinox. Victorinox manufactures apparel and travel gear, but they are more commonly known for making genuine Swiss Army knives. Being of Swiss heritage, the Schwerer family brought many Swiss Army knives with them to serve different practical purposes on board, and maybe a not-so-practical one. Sabine Schwerer, a former nurse and now full-time mother, used a Swiss Army knife during each of her children's births.
They will get that knife we cut the umbilical cord. So we have 5 knives, and we will give them to them, when they are 20.
5 knives for 5 children. The oldest is Selena, then Andri, Noy, Allegra, and the newborn Mia, who can be heard crying in the background. All of them were born at sea and have spent their entire lives on this floating home. So when the children were asked how they felt about frequently moving from place to place, they said,
"Good.
Good.
It's nice.
It's cool.
You have to say bye to a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's sad.
But
it's
you can
sad.
Say hi too."
And the Schwerer family has seen a lot, from Mount Everest to the Shanghai World Expo facilities and small villages around the world where they have taught more than 80,000 children about climate change. After seeing so many beautiful places, Dario still recalls one of his favorite sights, an ice ridge from the Pisbernina Mountain in his homeland.
Wonderful ice ridge going to the top. It's like stairway to heaven out of ice. It's really beautiful. It's called Biancograd, that means the white ridge, let's say, translated in English.
Originally a Swiss mountain guide, Dario grew up in a remote village of 55 people located in a part of the Swiss mountains. When he saw climate change negatively affecting his workplace, Dario studied at a Swiss university to become a climatologist and made a plan to educate others about climate change. That's why Dario is encouraging and educating children all over the world, including his own.
Nature teaches them every day something. And I mean, just the other day when we sailed in here and they saw the Salmon Creek here, they catched more than 11 fish, you know, and they have had the blasts. Andre, the 9-year-old, taking the fish in. Noah, the 6-year-old, killing them, and Allegra, the 5-year-old, and Selena, the 11-year-old, cleaning them out. So they came back at 10 o'clock at night. We didn't know where they went. Big smiles, you know, with all that salmon.
The Top to Top organization's desire and Dario's wish is that after this pole-to-pole expedition, then a younger generation will continue sailing for the Schwerers.
Also without us, that young people take over, that Pachamama, that's the name of the boat that stands for Mother Earth, goes around the planet many, many times more, inspiring young people, and that we hopefully get settled once then.
Having visited cities and towns all over the world, the Schwerers are unsure as to where they would like to make port permanently, but they say Alaska is towards the top of their list. For now, the family will stay in Nome for approximately a week and then sail to Barrow to determine if they can continue up the Northwest Passage. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.